This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 58, the story of someone stuck at a 6. Is this you? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, you're going to hear the story of a poor, sad student stuck at a 6, cannot get better after 3 years. What to do for her and you if you're stuck at a 6.
There are 7 specific steps that you need to follow when it comes to getting started preparing for the IELTS, and we will tell you exactly what those steps are if you download our free cheat sheet. Go to allearsenglish.com/7. That's allearsenglish.com/SEVEN and download this new cheat sheet now. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay. How's it going?
What's shaking?
Didn't you get an email from a listener the other day that said, what's shaking?
I did. I got an email from one of our wonderful IELTS Energy listeners.
So awesome.
And the email started, what's shaking? I love it.
What's up, Buttercup? Hey, that's a new one.
I love it. What's up, Buttercup?
Okay.
So we like to come up with these interesting greetings. But today, Jessica, let's talk about a typical story of a lot of IELTS students, right? Something that can be so frustrating. And I just can't imagine how it feels to be stuck at a score of 6.
Yeah.
And to be trying and taking the exam 3, 4, 5 times and not figuring out how to pass it, how to get that 7. I mean, do you know anyone that this has actually happened to?
Sadly, enough, I do. I have a student, a woman from Korea, actually, and she's very stuck in the way she learned in like high school or elementary school, you know, this sort of idea where you get into a textbook and you try to memorize a list of things and then you use it on the test. And you know what? Maybe that works for biology, you know, memorize the life cycle of a fish. Maybe that works for chemistry, you know, you memorize equations and whatever. I don't know. Okay. It doesn't work for language, you know?
Right. I mean, I remember doing that in biology class in 6th grade. I did a lot of memorizing, had a lot of little, you know, pieces of paper, not cheat sheets. I didn't cheat in high school. Don't worry. But I would memorize them before the test. And, you know, that was the way we did it. But no, not on an exam like this.
No,
right, Jessica?
These language is too huge. Language involves spontaneous self creativity. You can't copy someone else's words as your own for every question. That doesn't make sense. You don't know what IELTS is going to ask you. So what good is it memorizing something, right? We talked about this recently.
Good question.
You know?
We did. We talked about memorizing essays and why that's a big no-no.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So I think the biggest problem here is the stuck in the learning strategies, okay? Because I've tried to convince her so many times that what she's doing is not working. You know, it's not working. So, okay, this is her study plan, all right?
Okay, well, let's hear the failed study plan.
So she works in a grammar book for an hour, you know, like
Betty
Azar's whatever book. And then she gets the IELTS vocabulary textbook and she works in that for an hour. She gets her notebook and she makes 3 pages of lists of sentences and words and whatever. Notice, guys, this is just her by herself. Okay. Her by herself. Is that language? No. Does that happen at any point on the IELTS test? Well, I guess kind of the writing. You have to sit by yourself and write, but otherwise you are interacting with other material and other input. So far, none of this is helping. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So she basically does that for like hours every day, and she'll read example essays and try to write her own essay, but it's basically just copying the example that she read. Wow. So she's been stuck at a 5.5/6
for
almost 3 years.
No, this is painful. You know, it's like we don't want to see this for our listeners here. I mean, is there some kind of denial going on here?
Definite denial. Okay. I think for her, this is what she's comfortable doing, right? This is her easy way out. It doesn't help her, and she refuses to admit that it doesn't help. You know, I think the difficult thing is breaking out of that comfort zone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I imagine it's hard because she's probably learned her whole life in school to do it this way.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's really hard. I mean, we got some questions from some people on our course this week about the typical grammar question, right? In, on, at,
right.
What's the difference? And, and we didn't answer the question. We kind of refused to answer the question because we look at grammar in a different way, right? Jessica, with the IELTS exam, we're very selective about the grammar points that we focus on to prepare for the IELTS.
Exactly. These tiny, tiny preposition rules, these tiny little things. None of it is going to help you, I promise. So spending an hour in, you know, with Azar grammar, that is not going to help you on the IELTS test, nor is it going to help your English in general. I promise you it won't. If you made it to the point where you can, you know, read an article in the newspaper and carry on a conversation, you need to move on from little tiny grammar rules.
Right. And at least if you're going to focus on grammar rules, then at least focus on the ones that you know will be used on the test, right? As
exactly.
you said, Jessica, with the change over time, right? For writing, was it task one, I think?
Task one, exactly. There are specific sentence structures. Now, for me, in my mind, I separate grammar from sentence structures. I don't think a lot of people do, but in my mind, I think grammar as little tiny rules, like one word or two word rules, you know, like be plus verb ing, adverb plus adjective, like, but that's not what we need right now. We need sentence structure, which is not so much grammar, but it's a writing skill, and it's an equation, you know?
I like that.
Yeah. You're not memorizing little rules that you can't then use in a sentence. You are memorizing entire sentence structures that you could put other words into and use flexibly in a variety of ways on the test and in real life.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. I love it. A different way of thinking about grammar. And this could be quite, you know, refreshing again. And we've talked about this before. So if you guys want to know more about our grammar philosophy when it comes to IELTS, again, it's probably different from other teachers, and it's definitely different from a general English conversation teacher. You should Google grammar on our website, grammar and IELTS on our website, and check it out.
Yeah.
But okay, Jessica, what else is this student doing wrong?
Yeah.
Is there one other thing that we can highlight here for our listeners? And then we'll give a plan if our listeners are stuck in this sixth place.
Yeah, for sure. In the sixth place. Yeah, totally. So I think, you know, the first step is to admit that you need help, kind of. It sounds like I'm talking about a,
so these are the
like
solutions.
An alcoholic or something. No.
AA, right? Alcoholic Anonymous. No.
Just admit that you need help. Admit that you have a problem. So, yeah, like
12 steps.
The first step is because that's her problem, right? She can't break out of this pattern, this comfort zone. And, that's what's comfortable for her. But even though it doesn't work and she's not learning anything and she's not getting better. So first you have to look at yourself and you have to talk to a professional, and you have to trust that teacher. You have to trust that professional to give you the advice on how to improve. So admit that you don't know. Admit that you need to change your learning strategy. Admit that you have some weaknesses in your plan and in your skills, and be willing to put in the work, put in the hours to improve those things.
but put in the hours doing the right thing.
Exactly.
Right? Because it sounds like your student is indeed putting in the hour. And that's the part that breaks my heart about this. I'm broken. I'm, you know, heartbroken about this because she's working hard. She's putting in the hours, but she's wasting her time.
Exactly. I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. So, her hours are like spent by herself with her nose in a textbook. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. She's not a lawyer. If you're, you know, going to law school, I think that sort of study plan makes sense, right?
Yeah.
We're not. Okay. So, first, I think the first step here is to challenge herself and be willing to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Cause you know what? She never goes into the real world. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, okay. You really need to take this idea of language and admit that it is a huge, dynamic, changing, creative thing, and to feel vulnerable, be willing to make mistakes, and just, you know, put yourself in these situations with native speakers and writing a creative story. You know, just try new things that are difficult.
Yeah. The key to getting a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam is knowing exactly what steps to take when it comes to preparing. And we will tell you the 7 steps that you need to follow to get a 7 on the exam. So go right now and get your free IELTS cheat sheet, 7 steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. Go to allearsenglish.com/7. allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. See you there. So it sounds like not only is she not getting the right strategies or taking the right approach, but she's also not getting that balanced practice that you always tell us we need, right? She's not getting out into the real world.
Exactly. Yeah. She has no shortage of test practice, which she just keeps getting the same scores on because test practice is not enough. You don't learn from test practice, okay? Test practice is where you apply the strategies you've learned and you apply your language skills that have become stronger. So first you have to make them stronger. You have to seek out native speakers, seek out a good teacher and trust their advice and just go into the real world. Watch a movie. Like, you can hear I'm getting worked up because
she's getting worked up.
I've like told her these things.
Take a breath.
I know. I'm trying, like I've told her and she won't listen. So. Okay.
Breathe.
Calm down.
Okay. Starting again.
Well, there's your energy, guys. There's your IELTS.
There's your energy. There's no shortage of energy here.
I'm gonna need a spa day after this.
I love it.
Okay. So, no, more calmly. Yes, please.
So, no, I like it. So your recommendation for her is just get out from behind the desk, right? Get out into the real world, get a native speaking partner. And also just to remember that that's part of your practice. But again, she also needs to be learning those correct speaking when it comes to the speaking test, the speaking strategies, and then using them in test practice.
Exactly. So if you, I want to paint you guys just a picture of her hours, right? Which what's wrong with? She has headphones on and she's by herself at a desk inside a school staring at a textbook. Okay. So
that's such a metaphor.
Yeah.
Like the headphones on.
Exactly. Like there's a lot of things wrong with that. She first has to get out of that school because they don't even teach IELTS. Okay.
Oh,
they don't even have an IELTS class. So she's learning from teachers that don't know about the test. So she's not getting the strategies she needs. And furthermore, she's not strengthening her English skills in the real world. So those are the problems with that situation, guys. So take a look at how you're using your hours and your time. Get out of the school. Seek out an IELTS professional. Experience language in real life.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys are making this mistake, it's time for an intervention.
That's what this is. That's why I'm so worked up. This is, it's an intervention. This is a serious situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're goofing around and we're laughing because it's fun. But guys, really, I mean, this is your life, right? This is your future. And we want you guys to succeed. We want you guys to be able to get that job that you're dreaming about or that life that you want. And you can't get it if you're in denial about your study strategies. Yeah. If they're not working, they're not working. Look at the facts. Look at the results. Look at your scores.
Yeah, exactly. That'll show you. Just, you know, take a practice test and look at your scores and think, huh, you know, is that better than, you know, 2 months ago?
Right.
It should be. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. And I think breaking out, it does sound difficult and it will be hard. It's not easy, right? To challenge yourself. No. But you're going to feel so much more confident and so much stronger as a person if you push yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just really quickly sum up three things that our listeners can do. If this sounds a little bit like them, if they're starting to feel uncomfortable because this sounds like their situation too, what are the three things that they can do?
Okay. First, challenge yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Put yourself in an English situation that you have been afraid of before. Seek out a native speaker, start a conversation. Okay. Secondly, admit that you do need help from an IELTS professional and really put in the effort to put your money to good use, find a course that is worthwhile, find a tutor that can teach you the test strategies you need so you're not wasting your time. Okay.
Yes.
And third, make a study plan where you strengthen your general English and your testing skills.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. That is the recipe for success. And that is the intervention plan for anyone who is stuck at a six. Whew, that was a good one.
I know, I'm tired. I need to go have some water. Okay.
Now you're going to be very worked up after this. All right. This has been really enlightening and really important because I think a lot of our listeners might be stuck in this place. So we want to help them.
Yeah. That's why we're here.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much for hanging out today, Jessica. Oh,
my pleasure. My pleasure. Have a good day. Well,
take care now.
I need to go lay down. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.